Oh, thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Lord, we come before your holy presence this evening with humbled hearts, knowing we are nothing, just sinners saved by grace. And Lord, as we come to this service tonight, we are depending on you to minister to us, and we are praying that your holy presence will saturate this place, saturate our hearts, saturate our minds. Lord, that if there be any need, may you minister to it, Lord. Remember the sick and afflicted. We remember our sister James. We pray that healing virtues will flow and touch her, and you'll make her whole in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you'll remember your people and all those that have different afflictions, bedridden and sick. We remember all your children. May you touch them and remember them, Lord. And Lord, even ourselves, if there be any other form of need in the hearts of the people, Lord, may you remember your children in this hour. When the enemy has come in like a flood, may the Spirit of God raise a standard. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We ask all these blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Good evening. God bless you all online. God bless you here. It's good to see you. Amen. It's good to be here in the house of God this midweek service. Amen. God is doing great things. God is moving in the hearts of the people. Amen. So we thank God for his grace. So I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And over the weekend, we traveled to Arusha. Me, Brother Njora, and Brother Wamae, and Brother Robert Mwangi. Amen. We had a good time. God blessed us. And I bring you greetings from Arusha. Amen. They greet you in the name of the Lord. The pastor there, Brother Jackson, he told us to send greetings to the church and also to send greetings to the pastor, Brother Ben. He told us to tell Brother Ben that there is no black mamba in Arusha. Amen. So God bless you, Brother Ben. Amen. So we thank God. And also Brother Rio sent greetings. And all the believers that were there and the pastors around, they send their greetings. Amen. So God bless you. Praise God. And my apologies for the Thursday program. We were traveling on Thursday. I had prepared the presentations, but I'd forgotten to upload. So I'm sorry. We will resume this week tomorrow. Amen. And also, those who use the website, there are quite many. In the section of sermons, there's a section for comments. So if you find that someone has blessed you, feel free to write down underneath the comment section. Then your comment will be approved and it will be a blessing to those who are visiting the website. Amen. So far, I've seen a comment from Brother Joshua. and Brother Eli. So we encourage as many who can make comments. If the sermon blesses you, please write a comment in the comment section of the sermons on the website. Amen. And you also feel free to share those links to others. Amen. Recently, there's a brother who sent me a link. Another person had shared a link to him. He's not with us, but he was blessed. So I was kind of happy. So you never know when you share a sermon. We are not living in the days where you go to the street and distribute tracts. Amen. We are living in this day where just with a button, you share to so many people. Amen. And Brother Gatei has been so good in that. God bless you. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. So God willing, by Friday, also want to put the program of the radio on the website. So you'll see that section to know what is playing on the radio when, by God's grace. So God bless you. Amen. So you love him? God bless you, Tororo. God bless you, church in Tororo, and all the brethren who are hooked up across here and in Uganda, and whoever will hear this message, may God bless you. Amen. Just have a little exhortation tonight, a short one. Can we take our Bibles? Amen. We are going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. From verse 16 to 28. Amen. Just an exhortation tonight. I believe will be a blessing to you. And I appreciate Brother Wilson Camp on Sunday. I was blessed. I listened to the message yesterday, and it was a mighty blessing. Perfect in one. And what a blessing to encourage us to love one another, talk good about one another, and pray for one another. Amen. God bless you, Brother Kamba. Amen. So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 28. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You hear that? In everything, I mean everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despite not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Pray for one another. Amen. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the word of the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. And that's not why we are reading it today. Paul says, I charge you by the Lord that this particular epistle, be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise God. If you want to sit, you can take your seats. If you want to stand, feel free. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I heard Brother Coleman one time saying, on the day of Pentecost, they were standing. Praise God. So if you want to sit, you can take your seat. If you want to stand, you can still stand. Praise God. Amen. So, my title tonight is Pray Without Ceasing. Amen. Just an exhortation tonight. Pray without ceasing. This is the epistle Paul said should be read to all members. Amen. Should be read to all the brethren. Pray without ceasing. And rejoice forevermore. Amen. Leap for joy. Rejoice and pray without ceasing. Amen. You know the prophet saying, we can talk too much. Amen. We can walk too much. Amen. You can eat too much, but you will never pray too much. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be His holy name. So sometimes when food is brought, amen, then you pray for the food. And then maybe something takes your attention and you forget, did I pray for this food? Amen. Oh, should I pray again? The prophet tells you here, you can never pray enough. Amen. It is okay to pray for the food. Even in the middle when you are eating, if you feel led, you will never pray too much. Amen. Praise God. You can never pray too much. Hallelujah. Anytime you feel like praying, pray. Amen. Whether you are traveling and the Spirit speaks to you and something in your heart desires to pray, just bow your head and pray. You can never pray too much. Hallelujah. Anytime you feel led to pray, whether at home, anytime, amen, you can never pray too much. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, friends, you may laugh too much, you may talk too much, you may walk too much, but you will never pray too much. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are just looking forward for a great time in the Lord. That's why we are doing this. We are looking forward for a great time in the Lord. Anywhere you are, a great time in the Lord. And with your prayers, I'm sure we will do the best and we can give glory to God every day. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes death to life. Prayer changes sickness to health. Prayer changes sinners to saints. It is prayer. You can never pray too much. I would that men would pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. You'll never pray too much. So, brother, just a little encouragement tonight. Pray. Read your Bible every day. Pray every day. Pray every hour. Pray in the Spirit. Amen. Anytime you have a feeling in your heart, take it to the Lord in prayer. If you have a need, take it to the Lord in prayer. We sing that song. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He carries our burdens. And sometimes we bear needless pain. We have a needless pain we are bearing. Why? Because we don't carry it to God in prayer. When you wake up, pray. Amen. Nowadays in this age, the first thing you wake up, you are looking for your phone. Where have I put my phone? Brother, let's change that. Let the first thing you do when you wake up is to go on your knees. Amen. Go on your knees and thank God for the night and commit the day to God before you open your phone. Go on your knees. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you sleep, pray first. Before you eat, bless your food. Just I encourage you to pray. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop to pray. Praise God. Maybe your victory is waiting for you to get on your knees. So brother, I encourage you tonight to pray. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Pray without ceasing. Praise God. One time, I had visited some believers. Amen. And I had an allergy. An allergic reaction. And I didn't know what to do. My body was swelling. And I told the sister who was at the home that I'm having an allergy. I need to go and maybe get some medicine. An elderly sister. And she told me, well, we have a family doctor, but before we call him, have you prayed? Praise God. It was quite a challenge to me. Before we call him, have you prayed? I said, no. And then she said, let's hold hands. And she prayed for me. Praise God. That is the attitude. Before you take any decision to fix your problem, ask yourself, have you prayed? Amen. Have you prayed? And indeed we prayed. And after we prayed, they called the doctor and he helped me. Praise God. So have you prayed? You are facing this problem. Before you pick up your phone and call and ask for help, have you prayed? Praise God. Before you do anything, have you prayed? Hallelujah. So pray without ceasing. And the prophet said, the scripture I believe somewhere says, the devil trembles when the weakest of the saints begins to pray. The devil trembles when the weakest begins to pray. When the weakest saint goes on his knees, the devil trembles. Hallelujah. What a power and a privilege has been given to the church of the living God. When you fall on your knees in prayer, even when the devil trembles to the weakest of them, think of it, the weakest saint, the weakest one in our midst, when he goes on his knees, the devil trembles. Hallelujah. So pray without ceasing. My encouragement to you tonight, pray without ceasing. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Let's say it together. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Amen. Never forget that. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. And listen to what the prophet said also. And I want you to remember this. This is for the weakest Christian that there is in the building or in the world today. So the weakest Christian that is in here tonight or on the hookup or will hear this message after, the prophet says this is for you or in the world. This is to you. You don't have to have gifts. You don't have to wait till somebody come who prays for the sick. Amen. I'll go on record because there is a tape recorder taking this. He's telling you, I'm going on record for what I'm fixing to tell you. You don't have to have a gift. You don't have to wait for somebody who has a gift to pray for you. This is the prophet going on record. He says, I say this, that the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you can get the right mental attitude to any divine promise, I mean any promise, talk about healing. Amen. Talk about anything you desire, whatsoever things you desire, anything, the right mental attitude to any promise will bring it to pass. Have faith in God. Amen. And the word of God will defeat the enemy any place, anywhere, at any time. Praise God. Let's give him praise. Praise God. The word of God will defeat the devil anywhere, any place, any time, whether in the day or in the night. The word of God will defeat the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus never used his power when Satan came to tempt him. Satan said, it is written. He just took the same word. It is also written. And you can do the same thing if you believe God's word and stand on God's word. It will defeat Satan every time, any place. And the prophet said, I've seen sarcoma's cancer healed with nothing but standing just on the word of God. By his stripes, I am healed. Amen. That's what the word says. The doctor says, you have this disease. What do? You only read Isaiah. By his stripes, he was chastised for me. By his stripes, I'm healed. The prophet said, I've seen cancer healed without a prayer, just by standing on what God has said. Hallelujah. It is written. It is not my business to prove it. My business is to believe. It is written. And stand on what God says. And believe what God is saying. Not what anyone else is saying. But believe what the word is saying. Hallelujah. I've seen cancer healed with nothing but standing on the word of God. Amen. It is because God's word is life. Every word of God is true. It has no end. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The word of God is powerful. His power is in his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So believe. Amen. And pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Don't give up, brother. Don't give up, sister. Pray without ceasing. Take you to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. We see Jesus, after talking about the days of Lot and the days of Noah and the revealing of the Son of Man, in chapter 17 of Luke, in chapter 18, from verse 1, he gave a parable. But it is very important. Let me read it. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end. Amen. This whole parable is to this end. The whole parable he spoke to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up, not to surrender, not to blame your brother, not to blame your sister. Praise God. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. Always. It means every day. Always to pray. Praise God. The whole essence of this parable is that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And this is the parable. There was a city, in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. Such an evil person. He doesn't regard anybody. He doesn't fear God. He's an atheist. He does not fear God. You can't tell him, the Bible says, he doesn't fear God and does not regard any man. Amen. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. He was also broken. That stiff man, he was broken by her continual coming. She never stopped. Amen. She never surrendered. She never gave up. She kept going to him. Amen. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And what about, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Ask yourself that question. hear what the unjust judge said. Shall not God, amen, shall not God, who is a just judge, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night, who pray without ceasing? Shall not God himself hear from heaven? Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. Shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find you praying without ceasing? Shall he find you calling upon his name? Shall he find you believing his word? Shall he find you raising up every day, worshiping him, rejoicing in the Lord? When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? He did not say, shall he find a good church or a good brother, a good sister? He said, shall he find faith on the earth? Hallelujah. Shall he find faith on the earth? Hallelujah. He has restored that faith. But shall he find it when he cometh? That's why the Bible says, pray that you be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man, because he's coming. Hallelujah. But shall he find faith? So you are supposed to pray to be counted worthy to stand before him when he comes. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Let's give him a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shall he find faith on the earth? Listen to what the prophet said here. On the invisible union. What a sacred trust. What a responsibility given to a woman. She is the type of the church. She had the same responsibility. A woman has a sacred responsibility to her motherhood, to her virtues, and to her husband. And listen to this. The church has a sacred responsibility to prayer. You have a sacred responsibility. That's why Paul said, pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray. You have a sacred responsibility. It's a commanded thing. You must pray. Not complain. Not give up. Not surrender. Not run away. Pray without ceasing. You have a sacred trust to pray as the church of the living God, and to the word, and to Christ, just as the same as the woman has. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. You have a sacred responsibility. Amen. And you know, there's a scripture here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Praise God. It was God speaking to Solomon. Amen. And Brother Branham used this scripture talking about revival. If you had that message, God called man. The prophet used this scripture talking about revival. He said it was the key to the revival. Amen. God was appeared to Solomon. From verse 12, it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for an house of a sacrifice. I shut up the heavens that there will be no rain, or I command the locusts to devour the land, and if I send pestilences among thy people. Listen to this. This is what Brother Branham said is a key for revival. But if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. If my people, are you his people? We are his people, purchased by his blood, God's own blood. If my people, who are called by my name, are you called by his name? He called you by your name. by his name also, and share that name, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Humble yourself. Amen. And pray and seek my face. Seek and you shall find me. Knock and the door shall be opened. Amen. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then the Bible says, and I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. And I will send a revival to them. If my people can unite in prayer, in one accord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Humble yourself before the Lord. He will forgive your sin and heal your land. Praise God. You can imagine Jesus in his hour of temptation, the hour of trial, when he was facing the cross. He had to come. He was God made flesh. Yet he had to come and humble himself at the Garden of Gethsemane. And the prophet said the greatest battle was actually won in Gethsemane, is when he made the decision to die. He had to make that choice at the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Bible says, I'm going to read this experience. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And when he had come to that place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. He was facing the hour of temptation. He knew these disciples are going to face this hour of temptation. He saw Peter denied him. Amen. He told them, pray that you do not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn out from them about a stone cast. And he knelt down and prayed. And he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You see the attitude, the humility in which our Lord prayed while facing the cross. Lord, this cup is heavy. If it is your will, take it from me, but not my will. Nevertheless, let it be your will. Thine will be done. Hallelujah. Not my will, but your will. You might be in that hour. You don't know why God put you in that condition, in that corner. Lord, if it was possible, take this away from me. But Lord, not my will, but thine, O Lord, thine will be done. Praise God. You surrender your heart to his will. Praise God. And the angel of the Lord, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. That's what happens when you're in that state. God sends his angel to strengthen you. You will receive a supernatural power to stand in that hour of temptation, in that hour of trial. Hallelujah. And when he rose up in prayer, from prayer, he came to his disciples, and he found them sleeping for sorrow. They had slept. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. It's an hour of danger. Pray. It's an hour of temptation. Pray. Your prayers will carry you through this hour of temptation, this hour of trial. Your prayer will carry you through. Hallelujah. Amen. That hour of temptation was approaching. Praise God. But we know, amen, he was made perfect through suffering. Right in that hour, he was overcoming. The greatest victory on the earth was being won in that hour. Amen. He was so much in stress that his sweat was blood. Amen. Extreme stress. But praise God, that victory was won. Hallelujah. In that hour of that appeared defeat, praise God, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. Amen. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. That's how the power of God will rest upon you. In that hour of perfect weakness, His strength is revealed. His power comes upon you. Hallelujah. It's a state of weakness. Praise God. Amen. It's a state of weakness. Amen. And we know, that's why Jesus would say, the Son can do nothing of Himself. But what He sees the Father do, that's the humility we come to God with. Amen. We can do nothing by our own. It's a state of weakness. Praise God. And as many as are led by the Spirit, in that hour, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And what the world needs is these sons of God. The earth is groaning. Everything is groaning. We ourselves are groaning for these sons of God to come forth. Hallelujah. And the prophet said, when true sons, born sons, filled sons speak, and their word is backed. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Amen. This will be the state of complete subjection to the headship. It's a state of perfect weakness. You do nothing of your own. And the prophet said, amen. Praise God. Let's give Him a hand of praise. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be His holy name. The prophet said in this message, perfect strength by perfect weakness. I want to hear this carefully. Amen. You may take your seats. Just rest. Amen. Listen to what the prophet said. Amen. This is to all of us as we approach this hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. Amen. As you approach prayer daily, the prophet said, and then the other side, we get these feelings and we think that we are insufficient. You have that feeling that you are insufficient and we don't know what to do. But if we just listen to the call of God, that's the very thing that God wants to get to us to get into. That same feeling that you are insufficient, you can't do anything. If you just listen to the call of God, that is exactly the position God wants you to be in. Amen. Praise God. That kind of shape, when we are insufficient ourselves, then we are subjects to yield to God's Spirit. When you are insufficient within yourself, then you are able to humble yourself. You are able to yield to His will. You are able to yield to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. As long as we think we can do it, then we can't do it. But when we get to a place where we know we cannot do it, then we yield ourselves to God and He does it. So then, if it is us trying to do it, we will fail. But if we will yield ourselves to God, then God can't fail. There is one thing God cannot do, and that is fail. He can do anything else, but He cannot fail. As long as we are trying it ourselves and depending on our own abilities and so forth, we will do nothing. But when we get to a place where we know we are nothing, then God can use us. He will put you in His hand, in His right hand of power. The important thing, one of the most important things, we must master. Now remember this, especially you young preachers and lay members alike, everybody. Remember this, there is one thing that we have got to master. If we expect to fulfill God's desire in our lives, That is to master the thought of human ability. Master the thought of human ability. That if we get to a spot where we think we can do it with our own intelligence and our own abilities, we have got to master that in such a way that we get rid of it. We master, understand the thought of human ability and get rid of it. We must understand the thought of human ability. You can do it. You are depending on your ability. You are depending on your intelligence. You are depending on your resources. You are depending on your connections. You are depending on what you see. We have to master that and get rid of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. There is one thing we have got to master if we expect to fulfill God's desire. The thought of human ability. Amen. We have got to master in such a way that we get rid of it and lay it aside that God can use us. Get rid of it. Lay aside all those abilities and surrender to God. Then God can use you. Then God can bless you. Then God can put you in his hand. Amen. Praise God. And make a complete surrender. We cannot use one ability. We have got to make a complete surrender. And to come to God, you have got to surrender to him. Both your soul, your body and your spirit. Everything that you are has to be surrendered to God in order that he can work his will in you and me. Praise God. That is the secret. And the prophet said, when you surrender fully, it will come in fully. But until you surrender fully, it can't come in fully. Surrender your thoughts. Surrender your thinking. Surrender your life. Surrender all you are. Surrender your prestige. Surrender everything to him now. And he will come in and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You want the Holy Ghost. Surrender to him fully. Surrender your mind. Surrender your heart. Surrender your soul. Surrender everything to him. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I surrender all. And he will come to you and fill you with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And listen to this last quote. The word made flesh. They that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. They are not led by their ability. They are not led by their intelligence. They are not led by brother so and so. They are not led by the pastor. They are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. What did Paul say? Follow me as I follow Christ. Praise God. Amen. Follow me. But as long as I follow Christ, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Then the prophet said, then when the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy, when that human ability goes out, that intelligence ability goes out, then God fills that vacancy, and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy. Where you empty yourself, then it will be when the church will walk in its power, in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It will walk in his steps, in his power, in his thoughts, in his being, in his moving. You see what I mean? Your thoughts go out. What will replace that? God's thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. Then your thoughts will become his thoughts. And your words will become material. That's when the church is in its power. I believe it's on the road now. When the church will be so wrapped in Christ, the Holy Spirit, mankind, so many, amen, so away from themselves until they don't see themselves. They don't have to. And their thoughts move on. They refuse the things of the world. They just move in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, so to fulfill the law of Christ, then the love of God, the love of Christ in the human heart, moving in the Holy Ghost, that will be the great and wonderful church. That great and wonderful church, in that power, will go forth with power and deity, because deity will be revealed in human beings by the Holy Spirit, bringing to pass the thoughts of their minds. Why? Because his thoughts have become your thoughts. It is no longer me that liveth. It is Christ in me. It is not me who does the works. It's the Father that dwelleth in me who does the works. Amen. Then I do nothing except my Father show me. Then you are a vessel unto honor. Amen. And then you are in position to be glorified. So God bless you. Praise God. Just a little exhortation tonight to encourage you to pray, to encourage you to worship, to encourage you to rejoice. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask, or even to think, according to the power that worketh within us. God bless you. I love you all. Amen. Pray for one another. Love one another. Amen. And surrender all to God. He's unchanging in his ways. He's unchanging in his patterns. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that will answer the request of this day, the cry of this day. Amen. Jesus is in you. So God bless you. Amen. Remember to pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you and me in this hour, in this season. God bless you. Amen. Brother George, God bless you.
Amen. You appreciate the Lord. Amen. You appreciate our brother. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Oh, I give myself away. Oh Lord, I give myself away. For you can use me. Oh, I give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away. So you can use. Oh, my life is not mine. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, and give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Hey, glory. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. Oh, somebody's praying, Lord, come back. Oh, somebody's praying, Lord, come back. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by. Brother Mwangi, oh Lord, come by. Oh, somebody turning, Lord, come by. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by. Oh, Lord, come by. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by. Oh, Lord, come by. Oh, somebody's desperate, Lord, come back. Somebody's desperate, Lord, come back. Somebody's desperate, Lord, come back. Oh, Lord, come back. Oh, somebody needs a feeling, come back. Oh, somebody needs a feeling, come back. Somebody needs a feeling, come by. Oh, Lord. Oh, somebody needs a healing. Come by. Somebody needs a healing. Oh, somebody needs a healing, come by. Oh, Lord, come by. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lord Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious hope. Oh, there is power, wonder working power in the blood, precious blood of the Lamb Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is saving, saving, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb Jesus. There is saving, oh saving, wonder working in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb Jesus. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There is power in the blood. There is healing in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is the Lord good? Isn't He good? Amen. Do you love Him more this evening? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's from Brother Maina. I'll not be with you today. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that has gone forth. Bless our brother, Lord, Brother Gabriel, Lord Jesus. May you strengthen him, Lord. Continue blessing him, Lord. Amen. May you reward him, Father. Whatever it has taken him for, he prepared this service, Father. Amen. Give it back to him, Lord. 100-fold. Father, bless the saints that are here this evening, Father. Amen. They have come, Lord, to hear from you. And may your blessing fall upon them, Lord Jesus. Father, as we go from here, bless us, Father. Bless those who are in the hookup, Lord. Visit each one, each and every one, Lord Jesus. May you bless them, Father, in a mighty way, Lord. May the testimonies, Father, on Sunday, Father, of your mighty visitation, Father, to your children. Amen. You heal the sick, Lord, and you visit the needy, Lord. And all glory will come back to you. For he asks in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go from here. Oh, fill my way every day with love as I walk with a heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with a heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Deacons, oh, let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and alone. Fill my way every day with, oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with a heavenly dawn. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, keep me close to the sound of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with a heavenly dawn, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, soon the race will be over and I'll travel no more. But Abba, in my home, Abba, let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with a heavenly, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you.